You're listening to 90.1 WRUV FM Burlington, your better alternative. I'm DJ Chev. Welcome to Who Cued This? Hope you're having a great Wednesday so far. We're transitioning now into the chaotic, like, week before Thanksgiving situation. I'm honestly chilling. I don't have a lot of work to do, although I do have to cook something for Friendsgiving, which is tomorrow, and little thing about me, I don't really see myself in the kitchen ever. And if I do, it's preheating the oven for a pre-made meal, or it's using the microwave, or maybe putting a dish in the dishwasher. But pots and pans, like, not really up my alley. So that is causing me a bit of agita, but we're gonna make it work. I'm baking with friends later. It's gonna be great. I hope that you're not too stressed out about it. I'm sure no matter who you are, you're a better cook than I am. So there's that. I've got an epic set for you today. A lot of songs that I have just known for a long time and never really thought to include them. I dug into my treasure chest of songs to pull out some good ones for you. We are going to go ahead and start off with One Way Trigger by The Strokes. Hope you enjoy it.
Thank you. So
You just heard Dopamine by Robin, a WRUV certified new music artist. You can check them and other new music artists out on WRUV.wordpress.com, which is where I found that song. And I'm so glad I did, because come on, how cool was that? Had the speakers bumping in the booth, and you know, some music just needs to be played out loud, and that's the bottom line. Before that, we had Edge of Desire by Jonas Blue, a song on a similar wave. Just gotta be played out loud. It just hits differently. It's killer. We start off with One Way Trigger by The Strokes. One of my favorite bands, actually. I know I played them a lot my sophomore year. But yeah, I love The Strokes. I really hope to see them live one day. So these first couple songs definitely got the heart pumping, got the body moving. As the set progresses, everything kind of slows down. I did that, like, kind of intentionally, I guess, because within the variety of songs that you have, some continuity doesn't hurt anybody, you know? I'm going to jump right into the next one. We've got a classic, Mayor Hawthorne, another one of my favorite artists, with a song called They Don't Know You. Alrighty. Hope you enjoy it.
Johnny was a roller, thought he could control you. Cash, no, it didn't last a minute in your world. Cam's a fancy dancer, thought he could romance you. Showed you all his talented moves, but his steps, no, they didn't get him any closer to you. 'Cause they don't. Thank you.
Yeah.
You just heard Wild... Oh, sorry, I just kicked the chair. Whoopsie. And now my computer is being crazy. Sorry about that. You just heard Wild Horses by Katzen, another WRUV-certified new music artist. Before that, we had I Known You Better Than by Daryl Hall and John Oates. I love those guys. I don't care that they hate each other now. They gotta get back together and put together an event or something, because those guys are the bomb. I surely heard them throughout my childhood, but I really got to know them probably when I was in late high school. And just a few years ago, I realized that a sweatshirt that my dad had just worn, like, outside, it was faded, covered in paint and dirt and stuff, was a, like, original Hall & Oates, like, concert merch. And I said, immediately, take that off. I'm washing it, and now it's mine. And I do have it. I took it to Spain with me when I was living there. It's one of my favorite sweatshirts. But it's so funny. You know, that's probably worth a good amount of money, because people love reselling concert merch for, like, insane prices. And I just have it in my own possession. And, you know, I'm 21, and there's probably, like, Hall & Oates heads out there going crazy over stuff like that, but here I am. I have my sweatshirt. How nice. But long story short, I'm a huge fan. Also, I think I heard that they don't like being called Hall & Oates, and that they prefer Daryl Hall and John Oates, but what a mouthful, right? I'm just kidding. Although I am kind of a hypocrite in that sense. Before that, we heard Dr. Funk by Dable with a feature by Julian Jetro as well. That's a classic. I played Dabule, I think is what it's called. I played Dabule, probably a couple months ago now, and he's been on my radar ever since, and he will continue to be. We start off with They Don't Know You by Mayor Hawthorne, also produced alongside Andrew Cohen. I don't think it's the same Andy Cohen that we know, but Andrew Cohen and Pharrell Williams. I like that guy. But as you probably know by now, Mayor Hawthorne has been on my radar for a long time and will also continue to be. If you are just tuning in, it is just about 2:30. It just turned 2:29. You're listening to 90.1 WRUV-FM Burlington. I am DJ Chev. Welcome to Who Cued This? I'm glad you're here. Stick around until 3. I'll be spinning some tracks, metaphorically, of course. Until then, I've got 8 awesome songs, so get comfortable, strap in, it's gonna be great. We're gonna start off with Reflecting Everything by Mapache. Hope you enjoy it.
has a way of showing up as long as you're keeping time. As above, so inside, on this magic carpet right now, looking for but seeing the sign. Garden reflecting everything. Off to the bitter end, feeling down and so no silence is found. So there's no slumber now, as logic tightens knots around your head as it's slipping down. That's how in this garden, reflecting everything. so well. There was a girl who fell for two, herself and then this man she knew. He said, "You have to choose a love for me or you." She chose herself and then she grew. She's a cards down on the table. You know I never tell a lie, and I'd change for you if I could. You know I would. Lay it all down on.
making me high. Nobody but, no, nobody but, ain't nobody making me high.
You just heard Ain't Nobody Making Me High by Bertie Strange, another WRUV certified new music artist, for sure, that one is. You can find them and other new music artists on, say it with me now, WRUV.wordpress.com. Before that, we had Lucid Girl by The Sacred Souls. They've been popping up here and there. I think I heard their music first 2 years ago or something like that, and Lucid Girl was actually one of the first songs I heard from them. Just killer voice, like killer instrumentals, everything about them perfect. I know I've played them on the radio before, but Lucid Girl, chills, you know, chills. Before that, we had Se Voce for Salvador by Brylo. I want to say, the label is saying it's from Brazil, so I assume it's in Portuguese, which I was going to say anyway, but it was just cool, it was funky, it was fun. You guys know me and my international world music. I can't get enough. Hopefully you feel the same way. We started off with Reflecting Everything by Mapache. Just a cool sound, got that like kind of steel guitar-y type vibe, so I thought it was cool. I'm going to segue into my last set here. We've got a couple more songs for you. I'm going to start off with Madison by Drug Dealer. Hope you enjoy it.
Everybody's always looking when she comes around. She's the kind of woman that can really get you down. And whoa, she's a stranger that they talk about when they say Madison. She's always trying to find another place to go, cruising to the music on the radio. And they'll try to understand her, but they'll never know my Madison.
Madison, you're my
You just heard Echo 45, We Are, by Nightmares on Wax. Accidentally let the playlist play out instead of cutting it out. My bad. So if you heard a little bit of On My Mind by These Sacred Souls, that is why. Before that, we had Steely Dad by Drug Cabin. Preceding that was Quadris de Oro by Pale J. Kind of like, if you like These Sacred Souls, you'll like Pale J and vice versa. That's what I'm going with right now. I always get the two mixed up. And we started off with Madison by Drug Dealer, a song I've known since high school, but never made it on air on my shows. So that was today. That was what today was for. Before I hop off, I'm just going to have a little oh my God, I can't speak today. A little public service announcement for you guys. I know you're in a rush, running to class, gotta catch your bus, or meet a friend, but it's important to be mindful and remember to turn your lights off before you leave. Turning your lights off is vital to reducing energy consumption, saving money on your electric bill, and even promoting a more sustainable environment. A study on worldwildlife.org says that switching off your lights for 60 minutes once a year actually helps fight climate change and address the drastic loss of diversity of life on Earth. So while you will be saving yourself money on this month's rent, you will also be helping fight climate change. You will also save yourself a trip to Home Depot when your light bulb dies. So next time you rush out of your house, remember it just takes a flip of a switch to lead a better future and a bank account. This message is brought to you by your energy-saving DJs at 90.1 WRUV FM Burlington. Wow, I am just... The words are not coming out correctly today. I'm going to hop off. Just remember, next week is Thanksgiving. You will not be hearing from me a week from today, but the following week, December 3rd, mark your calendars because I am back. And that'll be a great, great little hour. So remember that. And as we move into sort of the holiday chaos, just remember to be grateful for all you have. Family and responsibilities can be stressful at times, but just remember, there's so much to be grateful for. I hope you keep that at the forefront of your mind. I hope you have a great Thanksgiving and Black Friday and putting the Christmas tree up. It's going to be awesome. And I'll see you on December 3rd. Here's the robot.